Bass Pro Boulevard. We have emergency vehicles headed to that scene for that one. Use caution and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated all morning long. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Super Center is saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call that. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call that. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call that. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
You love Thanksgiving.
This very American holiday, often defined by the pilgrims who landed in Massachusetts.
Thanksgiving's a time for family.
What are you grateful for?
People should experience a melange of Thanksgiving feelings.
If we're going to pardon one turkey, we should pardon them all.
I'm drafting this turkey into military service.
Who's hungry?
I promise I will finish that turkey.
I'm not going to make a turkey this year.
You cut the turkey?
I don't eat turkey. I just got off the phone with Gary of Gary's Markets. He has a brick of tofurkey and has agreed to stay open 30 extra minutes.
Well, if it wasn't for all that jabbering, it's a very fine meal.
I'm giving thanks that we don't have to go through this for another year.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The open impeachment hearings start up again this morning with two witnesses taking questions from the House Intelligence Committee and then two more this afternoon. Fox's Griff Jenkins at the Capitol.
First, Lieutenant Colonel Alex Vindman, who was the Ukraine expert detailed to the NSC, and then Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Pence from the State Department. Both were on that July 25th phone call at the center of this entire impeachment process. Both have indicated that they were concerned. Then at 3 p.m. this afternoon, the next two witnesses, Special Envoy Kurt Volker, along with NSC aide Tim Morrison.
We'll hear from three more witnesses tomorrow, then two on Thursday, including one just added, who says he overheard a phone call when President Trump asked about the status of investigations in Ukraine. All these witnesses have already testified privately. President Trump on Twitter writes about all this, "The do-nothing Democrats have disgraced our great country." He has a cabinet meeting scheduled later this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right,
let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, 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 hey.
Let's go.
Get the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Last Tuesday morning at this moment, the wind was picking up. It was blowing at almost 30 miles an hour. The temperature was dropping like a rock. It was still raining. Arctic cold was coming in. Today, the news is so much better. It will become mostly sunny. There's a few high clouds out there right now. Today's high up to about 68, and guess what? That is exactly normal for this time of the year. Clear, chilly tonight, overnight low temperature 41. The warming trend continues tomorrow, and I'm thrilled to give you good news like that. High in the low 70s. And then Thursday, low to mid-70s, a couple of beautiful November days ahead. Friday's high in the mid-70s, chance of a shower sometime Friday afternoon, but a better chance Friday night into Saturday, then cooler Sunday, but not cold, no Arctic air in our immediate future. And that's good news as well. Right now, partly cloudy, 46 at 8:06.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Breaking news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Santa Claus has revealed his specific address.
Oh.
For faster delivery, use the complete official address.
Is it email or is it snail mail?
It's snail mail. Oh. I don't know that he does the email.
Really?
I'm not too sure. Okay. Maybe. Actually, the address to write Santa Claus is 123 Elf Road. That's North Pole 88888. I'm not making this up. This is
just the 88888.
North Pole.
This is official government business from the U.S. Postal Service. Again, that's 123 Elf Road, North Pole, 88888. We now resume our regular programming. Truth.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a little bit of a slowdown on I-65 at 143 where the Millbrook folks jump on headed into Montgomery. Use caution. Watch out in front of you. We have a little bit of a slowdown across the Alabama River Bridge, too, on 65 southbound. Folks getting off of the exit ramps down there. On I-85 inbound, a slowdown from Perry Hill all the way up to about Ann Street. Use caution there. And we are busy everywhere, but we're showing a big slowdown on the Eastern Boulevard from Atlanta Highway in the direction of I-85. We don't have an accident on the boards working there, but we're showing a big slowdown, so use caution and drive carefully there. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Stupid news coming up. So are our morning review nominees. Actually, my big challenge today, there are so many nominees for Morning Maroon. I've got to...
We kind of whittle them down.
Yes. Also, Menthol Meredith.
Oh, yeah. We haven't heard from her today.
Yeah. She's got
what's
some
on her
thoughts.
Mind?
She went to church.
Yeah. Oh. Can you smoke in church?
There's a celebrity. I guess a celebrity was there. We'll find out in a moment.
Okay.
All I need to do in the intervening time is remind you that, in fact, I'm expecting a text because I am in a state of temptation. They're bringing in some new rogue inventory to the signature used car department at Jack Ingram. And one thing they do so well there is upgrade you without any alteration in your monthly payment. This is what I'm kind of looking to do. Although, I've said it many times, I'll drive that Rogue until the wheels fall off if that's what I am going to do. It's a great car. Not complaining. Want to be real clear about that. But they have some new inventory coming in, and I mention that because maybe there's a type of pre-owned vehicle that you're looking for. They have the best locator service at Jack Ingram for anything. Ask. They can find it 99% of the time. There is a place where the car you're looking for, the model type, the year, and relative mileage, cost, budget, all those things. They're so good at that. Just keep that in mind if what's in stock doesn't quite meet your criteria in the category of vehicles under $10,000. One thing that jumps out is a 2013 Nissan Versa with 63,000 miles. It's black. The interior is pristine. And the mechanics have been through the engine. They know that whoever buys this vehicle is going to have trouble-free driving miles. So Jack Ingram's signature used car, C-Tip, and that great team at 235 Northeastern Boulevard buy it's the best way to restore credit, and they have over 20 financing options. So if you think credit's going to stop you, don't. Go and see them. They'll find a program that'll work for you at Jack Ingram's signature used cars, 811.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Opening statements will begin today in the murder trial of a Montgomery police officer charged with killing an unarmed black man. Aaron Cody Smith is charged in the 2016 shooting death of 58-year-old Gregory Gunn. A panel of 14 jurors was picked yesterday. A Montgomery man has been convicted in federal court for stealing nearly $200,000 from Wind Creek Casino. In August of 2018, Jory Dumas and two relatives recruited an employee of the casino to give access to the keys to the cash kiosks. Dumas walked out of the casino with more than $192,000. And no arrest after a stabbing at a gas station in the 1100 block of Ann Street Monday afternoon. Police say the victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours. Which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Here's a brand new commentary from Menthol Meredith.
Well, after a three-decade hiatus, I finally went back to church on Sunday, and boy, am I glad I did. I was down in Houston for an ashtray collector swap meet, and I seen on the news that Joel Osteen's church was having a free concert with some singer named Jesus. Well, imagine my surprise when I showed up and found out that this Jesus person was the obnoxious fella I seen on Keeping Up with Kim Kardashian. Oh, and he was yammering on and on, and I was just praying he'd shut up and play Old Town Road already. He was, however, getting on my last nerve. Finally, I had to go out and hide in the parking lot and have a cigarette, and when I did, some good Samaritan offered me $500 for my ticket. I guess the good Lord was really happy with me making the effort to come to church, and that $500 was like a thank you note from the Almighty. Anyway, now I'm living high on the hog, and I'm thinking, heck, if going to church always pays this good, I just might go every week. Praise the Lord and pass the ashtray. Cha-ching!
Before we continue with the show, I need to take, by the way, according to Gateway Pundit, 95% of America is not watching this, and I'm not going to be part of the 5%. Get bug eyes off. Just hang on a second.
What'd you switch to?
I don't want to rip that TV off its hinges. Now what? I don't want 64. I want 46. Where's Andy Griffith? Come on. TV Land. They're in a commercial. Anything except that bug-eyed bit.
time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
It always looks like he saw a naked woman for the first time. It's very disturbing. Here's something we can chat about. This has to do with Charlie's Angels, which is a bomb.
Yeah, it didn't really do too well.
And, of course, it can't be because it's a tired franchise or because maybe it wasn't particularly well-written or well-produced. So Elizabeth Banks, the actress, is blaming men, claiming that we just don't want to see action movies featuring women. Seems to, wasn't there an action movie called Wonder Woman that came out?
Yeah.
Didn't that like gross like $500 million?
Oh, it did very well. It did very well.
So this is all BS. No, the movie sucks. So do you. So shut up. And if a man doesn't want to see a woman in an action movie, until they pass the law that says we're forced to, you're entitled to feel that way. And I saw the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. There was nothing about it. It was one of those trailers, we've all seen them, where you really believe I'm watching the best 90 seconds that this movie has. And that is...
And that's frequently the case.
Showed you all the good parts.
So, there you go. It's our fault, guys. We are to blame because somebody else made a bad movie.
Well, I mean, I didn't go see it. I'm a guy. You didn't go see it. You're a guy.
No.
Chris didn't go see it. He's a guy. Then again, I probably could find just as many women who didn't go see it.
Yeah, I mean...
They're women, so...
It's almost like there's this air of expectation in that attitude. Get over yourself, girl. This was supposed to be an animal stories. I'm going to save it for tomorrow.
Okay.
In case we have another lame day like we did today. Men wearing makeup. Well, I got to admit, I put a little powder on my face so I don't... It's bad enough I have to sit under this dental hygienist light.
Well, you mean for our TV hit in the morning?
On TV, yeah. That makes my hair look like it's on fire.
Yeah. On TV, especially if you're under the TV lights in the studio, you have to. You've got to wear makeup or you'd look hideous.
Now, that's for professional purposes.
Yeah.
You know, in my bad days when I was using... And, you know, just horribly obliterating myself. I used to use a concealer so people wouldn't ask nosy questions or tell me I looked awful. And I thought it was fooling people. That's the funny part.
Right.
Where'd your raccoon eyes go? That went away with rehab, actually. But 33% of men under 29 and 30% of men between 30 and 44 said they're interested in learning more about makeup. On the other hand, men who are over the age of 65, 90% say no thanks. Even though there's that commercial that runs on channels we watch. What's that? Plexiderm?
Right.
Channels that we watch.
Where it makes...
Well, maybe it makes military stuff, you know.
Right, and their demographic is going to be...
And they remove bags from under your eyes,
more
right?
More mature people.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Bags from under
Except
your eyes.
Except the people they use to do the bag removal.
Right.
I hate to sound cruel, they're just not that good looking to begin with. So if you put the stuff on, maybe that little baggage under your
eyes. Right, the bag's gone, but you still...
I can't believe how...
You still look...
I'm sorry. It's just...
Oh, man.
If I'm gonna spend, I understand that stuff is pretty expensive.
I must be.
I'm going to spend...
Because they don't tell you what it costs.
No, they don't.
It must be.
I am not going to use it unless it at least have a chance to make me look...
Adorable.
Yeah. Still waiting for that day. This could be a Morning Maroon nominee, but once again, a reminder that this is...
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go.
South Dakota has just unveiled a brand new anti-meth campaign with a slogan, meth, we're on it.
This is the best.
Yeah.
Do you have their ad?
Let me see if it shows.
Do you have the audio of their ad?
The ad is incredible.
Hang on. Scrolling.
I saw it in the middle of the night tonight.
I'm on meth. Night. I'm on meth.
Yeah, I'm on meth too. I'm on meth too.
I'm on it. It's so horrible.
I'll look for the ad. We'll come back to this after the next break.
Okay.
But this did happen. His presidential campaign lasted about 20 minutes. California Congressman Eric Swalwell was talking to Chris Matthews on MSLSD when it sounded like somebody...
taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
Can we hear that?
That even sounds fake.
In slow motion.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
Almost like he paused in between cheat and election.
That's...
cheat an election.
I am not buying that. That was not what it was. That was some serious cheese cutting.
I could use some meth right about now.
Our most electrifying story of the day was the story about the new all-electric Mustang, which, I don't know, we'll see how that all plays out.
Would that be a stick?
Huh? No? Stick! I don't think so. Do electric cars come?
I doubt it.
Well, I don't think they do either.
I don't think so.
I never asked. I prefer automatics, but yeah. I'll tell you, worst car, buying a stick shift Corvette in Miami traffic. That was not fun. I had to replace the clutch like every 3 weeks.
Right.
It is 822. Mr. Electric is the company you should call. You never have to think about it because everybody that works under the name Mr. Electric is a certified master electrician, and that's what you want. Whether it's a repair or an installation, such as a ceiling fan, you need a new outlet installed in a room, or outdoor lighting, exterior lighting, your Ring doorbell system, any of these things they can do for you. They can also solve mysteries, like why we had a fixture out in front of our house that never seemed to work. We changed the bulbs. They came out and found out, well, the reason it's not working is there's no wire in that pipe. Well, the previous owner didn't bother to mention that to us, so we had it put in, and now it works just fine. They show up at the time that works for you. 3 o'clock, that's when they'll ring the doorbell. They also make sure that they bring no debris into the house and there's none left behind after they finish the job, and you'll pay the price they ask for up front. 245-1566, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com.
Well, hi there. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we are still showing a little bit of a slowdown on I-65 at 143 headed into Montgomery. Other than that, the interstates are looking pretty good. We do have an accident on I-65 southbound, but this is going to be on the exit ramp to the West South Boulevard, actually on the ramp. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We are very busy around the boulevard. We've still got a lot of cars on Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue, into downtown Montgomery. Use caution. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated right here. You don't have to fight with your pet over a turkey leg this Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect, with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet. Stop by today.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you drive the all-new electric Ford Mustang Mach-E, your friends will be talking.
What the hell is that thing?
It's my new Mustang.
It looks like a Kia.
When people hear Mustang, they think power.
Now let's hear that Mustang roar. Why does it sound like that?
It's electric.
Do they sell any real cars where you bought this?
And the ladies will love it too.
Hey, want to take a ride in my Mustang?
I sure do. Let me know when it gets here.
Aw.
The all-new Mustang Mach-E. It's like being pantsed in public.
8:27 during the Stupid News Report. Your Stupid News anchor mentioned a campaign in South Dakota where they're trying to deal with the meth problem. And I think meth is more significant issue in rural areas.
It is that
because there's just not enough for them to do. Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, says she doesn't mind. People are making fun of this ad. Listen.
I'm on meth.
I'm on meth.
I'm on it too. So am I.
So am I.
I'm on meth.
Meth is not someone else's problem. It's everyone in South Dakota's problem. And we need everyone to get on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it too.
Wow. And meth. And the tagline is meth, we're on it.
Yeah. Well, the problem is the first guy you see in the ad looks like he did it for many years. It just,
and then the old woman in the church. I'm on meth.
I'm on meth too.
I'm on meth.
I am posting that because it is a video. Watch and react.
Hey, everybody. Please. I'm on meth.
So if you would like to see it and comment on it, please visit my Facebook page immediately, if not sooner. That was a potential Morning Maroon nominee, so you can imagine what we actually have for Morning Maroon.
But you said they're defending it, and that's fine. I just don't...
The governor says it's raised awareness about their meth problem.
Yeah, I guess so.
And if it wasn't for that slogan... Well, we wouldn't be talking about it. So, I guess you can say it worked, but there might have been a better approach.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I love it when I can give you good news. Last week at this time, there was no good news. Things were falling apart on us. But for today, partly sunny at first, but then mostly sunny. High temperature in the upper 60s, around 68. That's normal for this time of the year. So the warming trend begins today. Clear, chilly tonight, overnight low 41. Tomorrow, look for the warming trend to continue. We're in the low 70s tomorrow, the low to mid 70s on Thursday. A couple of beautiful November days. I think we'll be in the mid 70s on Friday. Could be a couple of showers later on Friday afternoon, but a better chance towards Friday evening, Friday night, and into Saturday. And then cooler on Sunday, but the sun is back out. Right now, this morning, partly cloudy skies. Not bad. 46 now at 8:30. And Montgomery Paint and Body is ready to serve you now. They're open for business off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Some insurance companies use Montgomery Paint and Body as examples, as this is the way you're supposed to do this business, the paint and body business. Because there are some people in that business who cut corners. you know, said, well, we don't have to fix that behind that because nobody's going to see that. We can cut a corner there. They don't do that at Montgomery Paint and Body, and that's why they've been in business for over 35 years. They're meticulous. You know, Donnie Turner, Brandon Turner, the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body are going to take care of you and take care of your car. And by the way, when you get the phone call that it is fixed and ready to be picked up, it's also going to be detailed. Their phone number is easy, 27REC with a W. I've been a customer for over 30 years. Several vehicles involved. And I can tell you that they're going to be the people that you want to deal with. Montgomery Paint and Body, 27REC with a W. They will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Big event in the Preferred Community coming up right now at 8:31. Skip off.
Well, hi there. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we are still showing a little bit of a slowdown on I-65 at 143 headed into Montgomery. Other than that, the interstates are looking pretty good. We do have an accident on I-65 southbound, but this is going to be on the exit ramp to the West-South Boulevard, actually on the ramp. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We are very busy around the boulevard. We've still got a lot of cars on Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue, into downtown Montgomery. Use caution. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated right here. You don't have to fight with your pet over a turkey leg this Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Montgomery man has been convicted in federal court for stealing nearly $200,000 from Wind Creek Casino. In August of 2018, Jory Dumas and two relatives recruited an employee of the casino to give access to the keys to the cash kiosks. Dumas walked out of the casino with more than $192,000. Opening statements will begin today in the murder trial of a Montgomery police officer charged with killing an unarmed black man. Aaron Cody Smith is charged in the 2016 shooting death of 58-year-old Gregory Gunn. A panel of 14 jurors was picked yesterday. And no arrests after a stabbing at a gas station in the 1100 block of Ann Street Monday afternoon. Police say the victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. This includes holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Sponsored by Bama Budweiser. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, Preferred Community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
I guess because of what we do, we always think in terms of cities and the metropolitan areas, but we kind of underestimate just how much of our area is agricultural. Would I be accurate in making that statement, Mike Lamar and Wendy Weedham?
Absolutely so.
Absolutely.
So is that the part of the reason for Farm City Week?
It truly is, and that's kind of the stated goal, is to bring our agricultural, rural communities and our town folks together, create a better dialogue, and just explain what they do for each other and their interdependence.
Can you give us some numbers that will bring this message home in terms of how many people are working in agriculture and how many farmers there are?
In Alabama, there's about 312,000 direct jobs associated with agriculture in the state.
Wow.
And it's probably about $8 billion in wages that are paid out on farms. So agriculture is a big deal in the state.
Wendy, how is this event? It's on a particular day. Can you give us all the information?
Yes. First, I want to tell you, we had our kids' farm day, and we had 800 sixth graders in Autauga County come out, and it gives us the opportunity to show the importance of agriculture with our rural and our urban communities and bringing them together. And so the kids actually get hands-on experiences with cows, horses, seeing cotton firsthand, because a lot of these kids see this and they just see it on the stores, on the shelves,
right,
and they think it's just, you know, it's there. They don't see the back end.
They don't see it in person.
Right.
And this is a great way for them to experience it. That's excellent.
That's a very healthy number of kids to see this too. And you know,
yes,
this has nothing to do per se with what you're doing, but we kind of live in a world where kids aren't even really coached or encouraged in that direction in school.
Right.
You have to go to college and get a 4-year degree and then go get a job with a briefcase. And we need people, and there's opportunity in what you do that,
right,
that pays well too.
And that's what's so important about this week is to get that message out there. And Thursday at the Doster Center in Prattville, we have our Farm City Banquet, where we'll be announcing the Farmer of the Year, the Business Person of the Year, that'll help, you know, bring the communities together and put this message across.
Is the attendance at this dinner open to anybody?
Anybody can come, and they can call the Chamber of Commerce at 365-7392. If you get tickets before the event, it's $25, $30 at the event, but it's a good steak dinner, and we'll be honoring a Farmer of the Year, a Business Person of the Year, and honoring our kids with a poster and essay contest for Garden Farm City. So it's a lot going on.
Outside of the number of people that are farming or involved in agriculture, what's the economic impact to this, our area and the state in general?
I think that I looked up a number the other day researching this, and it was like net income of farms in the state are about $512 million.
Wow.
So it's a lot of money that comes into this state, and we export products all over the world, soybean, corn, cotton, and specialty crops. So it's all kind of stuff.
My buddy Bob Baumhauer, who really is into food, he just doesn't throw his name on a restaurant and look into it. He's made some connections between Alabama and Cuba, and that's a tough market to navigate. It's very limited, but he's kind of opened doors. And Bob is absolutely 100% dedicated to using products that are grown
local
or made here. He's real big on that. He really did his homework, you know, when it comes to food. So, again, this event is
Thursday night
at the Doster Center. $25 in advance from the Chamber of Commerce.
Correct.
Yes.
And 30 that night. Steak dinner for $25 or $30. Either one of those is pretty good.
And a gigantic ribeye. It's not a small one.
Hey, you know, you're really leading me into temptation here. And again, the number is 365-7392. Is there a web address that we can direct people to as well?
If I could tell you that, I would, but I can't remember.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Prattville Chamber.
That's fine. And again, the phone number for more information or buy tickets for the dinner, 365-7392. I understand you and Wendy know each other, Jay?
Yeah, we went to high school together.
Yes,
yeah.
We did.
And you wouldn't remember.
So what
me,
can you tell us about
good.
Jay that he would that, never...
That's for a whole nother conversation.
Oh, really?
When do you
no,
leave?
He was always great. We yeah. had a good time together.
We're about to talk to Randy Burkhalter.
He's at a Talk
really?
Academy
yeah.
guy, too. He
yeah.
taught
yeah.
out there.
Yeah,
yeah.
right.
He's at Prattville Farm Center.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What a small yep. world. What yeah. a small world.
We all know yes. each other out that
yes,
way.
Yes, we do.
Wendy, if you ever want to come in and sidekick with your old classmates some morning, give us a call.
Yeah.
I'll holler at you.
No, you'd be great. You sound terrific. You guys know each other. You wouldn't be uncomfortable. There's nothing to be nervous about here. See how casual we are? He's a big star. I get
oh,
nervous.
Yeah, right.
I get nervous around him myself. But, I mean, that you, after a while.
No. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And
thank
good
you.
Luck with the event.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
All right, down to the traffic dungeon at 8:41.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update. We had an accident earlier on the exit ramp of I-65 southbound at West Fairview Avenue. That accident should be out of your way now, but in case they're still walking around with the whisk brooms, watch out for emergency vehicles there. I-65 and 85 is speed limit drive through downtown Montgomery. Everything's looking good on the Boulevard. Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue to downtown looks great. The 31s are all clear. No accidents to report anywhere. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Can-Am Holiday Blitz is here and ready to take you on the ultimate off-road ride and get you some serious savings. Whether it's early mornings on the ranch or long hours spent in the fields, the Defender's unmatched reliability is built for whatever you throw its way. And right now, it's easier than ever to bring one home. Farmers and ranchers can save big on taxes and up to $1,500 off on select 2020 Defender models. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to take advantage of this limited time offer. See Ward's Can-Am on 231 in Troy. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Best Friends Pet Resort or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Best Friends Pet Resort, we are here when you can't be.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just in time for spending time with the relatives, it's the all-new Thanksgiving Subject Changer.
So, honey, have you met anyone yet?
Hey, let's talk about football. The Thanksgiving Subject Changer will quickly avert the attention away from personal matters or even politics.
So, you know what I think about this border wall?
Oh my gosh, let's talk about football.
Okay, so what do you think about Colin Kaepernick?
Forget football. Did anyone watch the parade? Anybody?
The Thanksgiving Subject Changer. Making dinner with your relatives tolerable.
Did you tell them you're gay yet, Chad?
Did you tell them you're pregnant yet, Jenna?
Malfunction. Malfunction. Reboot. Reboot. Reboot.
8:45, former Secretary of State Jean Craig.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You've got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Dumb. Mr. the Dumb. And today we start in South Carolina. Two employees of the Department of Motor Vehicles. Now, if you saw the movie Zootopia, the motor vehicle people were played by sloth. See that TV commercial where does the sloth come standard with the blonde? She's like the ditzy blonde.
I haven't seen that one. Have you seen that one?
No.
No, I haven't seen that
one. I don't see a lot of commercials.
It runs on our channels.
Oh.
Well, then I MLB Network.
Okay.
Yeah,
your MLB Network, that's
sports,
fine.
Sports, manly stuff.
I thought you meant like your Smithsonian and your areas and your other things where the demographics skewed just a little older than me.
I guess the... skew you.
We're on it.
The question is, are the people that work at DMVs around the country, the reputation is, you know, they kind of slow.
Yep.
Or are there just too many people? Anyway, Allison McFerrin and 25-year-old Anna C.A. of Spartanburg, South Carolina, work for the DMV, and they've been arrested and charged with bribing a public official to move their spot up in line. These are employees that were arrested. In other words, we're not particularly anxious to help you, but if you slip me a few bucks...
You're kidding!
I'll take care of you.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, yeah. And... there were a couple of other, some people had sale prices changed on vehicles, so the license fee would be lower. The guy who did the bribing and the two employees all arrested, and they all look like meth users.
Oh, South Dakota.
From South Dakota.
South Dakota. 73-year-old Bruce Bagley is a professor of international studies at the University of Miami, so here we are in Florida.
Okay.
An expert on drug trafficking, organized crime, and money laundering, and was behind a book called Drug Trafficking, Organized Crime,
and Money Laundering.
Yesterday.
So that's what it's about.
Yesterday, prosecutors charged the professor with money laundering.
Exactly.
Allegedly laundering at least $3 million into the U.S. from criminals in Venezuela, Colombia, and Nicaragua. He pocketed about 10% of the laundered funds, which makes this a major felony.
They always say, write about what you know, right?
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes they'll go consult with an expert on a subject to try and get a profile on a criminal.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy knows too much. So he's number two, and number three is a 380, and guess what state?
We're going back to Florida.
We're going back to Florida for 41-year-old Martin Skelly, who checks in at 5'8 and 380 pounds.
Wait a minute. He's 5'8?
380.
380?
Yeah, that's proportional.
Okay.
He was at a McDonald's, and somebody at that McDonald's called and said, this big fat guy is acting suspiciously. So cops showed up. They found a needle full of meth on him, so he was arrested.
Went back to South Dakota again.
When he was being processed at the jail, a body search turned up a surprise.
Oh?
Yeah. They were looking in his belly button.
Oh, God.
No.
Found a puppy?
And found a bag of meth wedged into the belly button cavity.
That he may not have remembered. Right?
How many times?
Oh, there it is.
It's like when you find food in your rolls.
How many times did I do drugs?
Wait a minute, what else?
I can't find my last line.
There's a set of headphones, too.
That was funny.
I don't need you to tell me that. I know that. So, anyway, now he's been hit with several charges, including felonies for bringing drugs into the jail. Bad enough on the outside.
Right.
But once you're past that welcoming station.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
So, who's the dumbest of the dumb here?
I give it to him if you want. I like that.
I mean,
one,
the meth guy is, to me, you know, they're all winners here. I mean, the money laundering professor here.
They all get participation trophies.
Yeah.
The bribe at the DMV.
Yeah.
But I like the meth guy.
I like meth guy. Yeah.
All right, we'll give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Meth, right. He's on it.
Yeah. Do I still have that up?
The South Carolina commercial?
I think I took it too.
South Dakota.
I said South Carolina.
Don't trash South Carolina.
Yeah. Because they're not on it.
Cocaine.
No. South Carolina was where the DMV people
were sniffing it out. South Carolina's cocaine.
That's their tagline.
We're okay. Sniffing it out.
When it comes time to sell, or if you have a rental property like I do, it took me about 2 seconds to pick Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group to take care of business for me. And he did. We had a renter in there, had the place fixed up, ready to go. Eddie has that special genius to, you know, it's all about presentation in addition to location and price and everything else. You want people to be intrigued, to be tempted by the appearance of the property you're selling or renting. And he did a phenomenal job for my place. And that's why we had a rent. In fact, we had a bunch of renters. But we got a military person in there who was well qualified. And it's great to have that off my plate. When you need to sell or if you're looking to buy a home, Eddie Bader is the best. He's the Yenta in the local real estate community because he's a matchmaker. If you're selling a property, he will find everybody that's looking in the type of property range that you're looking to sell. Or if you're buying, when he knows your budget, he may surprise you. He may have even more than you thought you would get for the amount of money you have in your budget to buy a home. Home ownership, this is the time to do it. Mortgage rates are rock bottom, 3.5%. Get that big tax deduction, get your own place, and let Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group find you. Eddie needs your listings. He really does. Or he withers.
Spend all your time.
Get him off the couch and call him at the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Or look him up on Facebook, Eddie Bader. Realtor.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Happy birthday, Mr. Wilson. This is your gift.
Not much feelings coming over me. People wonder how I set my troubles free. 'Cause there's no cry in my eye, and I'm not low and I'm not high, and I won't get upset or blow off steam. Everything is not what it should. Clear.
final quarter of 3 Men and a Bailey.
Unless we go into extra, you know.
We are overtime. Doing another one of our listener focus groups tonight at the pizza place. Mm-hmm. And we hope you'll come. It's between 6 and 7. You'll eat great pizza free, soft drinks free. And we just talk radio. So if you're interested in having a voice, we're trying to focus what we do towards what you expect from us. It's been really interesting. I think we've had about 40 people participate up to this point.
That's really great.
So I will put that info on Facebook. We have a limit of 10 comps. And Mike and the gang at Pizza Place, man, they have some amazing options like the BLT pizza and so many others.
Get time to talk to Greg?
So, when I put the thread on Facebook, sign up and come and join us tonight. It's a fun hour. It really is. Rosie will be there too. All right, this would be Randy Burkhalter from Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy.
Good morning.
We were just talking about Farm City Week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were certainly going to be there. Contribute to the cause there.
Was Wendy a classmate of yours when you were...
Well, yeah, no. Wendy Whedon was here. And yep. I don't know. You probably know her now more because of the job that you have now. But, of course, I think you had her in when you were teaching at the Otago Academy?
I taught Wendy in school, and of course I'm not going to give away too much personal information except to say that she was a very good student.
She was.
Very serious. She was a very serious student, always very serious about her grades.
And she was here. She was here earlier, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, we were talking about Farm City Week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, and the banquet that's going on Thursday, so.
Matter of fact, Jay, I saw Wendy not too long ago. She bought some seed and fertilizer to plant. Obviously, they plant for some wildlife.
Randy, we're having some issues with your connection.
Yeah, some phone connection issues here.
I thought it might be our modern board that was having it, but we probably need you to just not move.
Yes, sir.
Now you sound good.
Very still.
There you go. That's better.
We got just a lot of things going on here. One thing for sure I want to mention, we're collecting gift cards for food. We partner up with Prattville Carpet. That's Ray Bowles and his dad. And also a local church to feed folks Thanksgiving dinner. And these are folks that either can't get out of the house or sometimes they can't afford to have a good meal, and one of the local churches gets together and cooks, and we're partners in that. So we're a collection point. Anybody want to drop off a gift card for typically Walmart is a good one. They can get most food supplies there. And we're going to, of course, match whatever we bring in. So we're going to do that. We're going to feed folks, man.
That's good. You can help people grow their own, too.
We're going to feed some animals, too. Okay.
All right. We are out of time. Can you give us your location and hours, Randy?
1154 South Memorial Drive. That's a little south of the Uptown McDonald's in Prattville. We're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday.
And I know where you are on Sunday.
Yes, sir. The little lady will make sure of that.
Yeah. Thank you, Randy.
Y'all be good.
One final thing. Yesterday, we learned that Chuck E. Cheese is dumping their animatronic bands.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I just found this. Let's see if it's funny. It's Don McLean.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember all that music.